I have fantastic news, everybody. My literary masterpiece, Life of the Party, which you have not read yet, will now be available in audiobook form. The Hopeless are called and said he thought it was a great idea because the pre-sales are going so well. So if you haven't already, please go to burtburtburt.com and pre-order your copy of Life of the Party. Pre-orders determine how well a book does overall, and if you tweet me a copy of your pre-order, I will follow you, I will favorite you, I will do your podcast, I will buy you a beer. Ask anyone in Edmonton or in Pittsburgh. I'm still on tour. Nashtucket, Nashmantucket, Tampa, Irvine, Philly, Des Moines, Dayton, Phoenix. Trip Flip starts up again May 23rd with the double premiere episode of Idaho and Costa Rica, and that is who today's guests are from Trip Flip Idaho, Sarah and Angela, and my crew.
This is the Birdcast.
All right, this is a podcast.
Oh, you should see the
outtake?
What? Oh.
No. We don't have time for additional content.
There's
Paul.
Additional content?
Additional. You can see it later. Okay. Yeah. On the DVD.
On the DVD that you get. Yeah. Support.
I wonder if I should just zoom this in general so that it's just clean for everyone, so everyone can talk over each other. Is that better?
Than what?
Than doing microphones, because I feel like I want people to talk freely.
We're going to talk freely. We're talking to each other.
So we'll kind of just talk freely. Just speak your minds. I am sitting in Orlando, Florida.
Welcome home.
Thank you, with Angela and Sarah. Angela and Sarah, this is the first I've ever done. We're doing...
The first you've ever done with what?
That's what he said.
With people. That's... God. I spent a week with these people. No, we should not take it again. That is completely Sarah's personality. They are the premiere episode of Trip Flip this season that it premieres April 23rd and at 8 o'clock on Wednesday nights. So what we've done is we're in Orlando. You guys live in Orlando, and I decided to come down and talk to you guys about this episode and let you see the premiere. So you just watched the premiere. I've not let anyone speak at all. Ladies.
That's emotional. I'm a little on the weepy side. It was kind of awesome seeing everything all over again. It just reminded us of how awesome an experience it really was.
Yeah, we had the time of our lives, and we're just waiting for them to decide to take Trip Flip to another level and have comebacks of the same guest stars again.
All stars, what up?
Yeah, that was the first time I've ever heard that. I've never heard it. I've never heard that. I've never heard someone say they wanted to do it again.
Yeah, but this is also your first time.
Well, you've also never watched your premiere with anybody, yeah, so we're the first.
It was so bizarre to watch an episode with people because you guys got kind of emotional watching it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you really gave us the experience of a lifetime, and we had such a great time. And when we first were going, we really couldn't even picture it being real. The whole time there, we're like, "This isn't real." And we got there, and we had no idea what to expect. And you blew our expectations out of the water. And we had the best time ever. And we 100%, if you suggested that we go somewhere else and do some more extreme adventures, would 100% be in.
She's not plugging that at all. She's not plugging it at all.
I'm gonna say that 100 times in the interview.
And I don't know what I don't know the logistics of what we can entirely talk about on this episode because we've never done this before. But I do know that I will tease it. And you've seen it in the trailers that the first thing we did was base jumping.
Oh my God, that was amazing. Can I do it again?
Just so you guys know, this is what I'm going to do, just so you feel comfortable. I will, because we have two microphones, and I want everyone to talk freely, and I don't want anyone to hold back. So what I'll do is, I'll bring something up, I'm going to put the mic, I'm holding one mic, Angela's next to me, Sarah's there, got another mic. Her partner in crime, which is in here, Genevieve, she is not in the episode. However, she is... A large reason that we did the episode because Sarah runs an adventure blog, and so listen, on the show we're looking for people that are adventurous. That is the number one thing we're looking for. We'd like you to be TV friendly if that works, but we don't care. We want adventurous. We want ballers. And when the first thing you said was, I said, are you girls adventurous? And you ran across a bunch of bushes, and you were like, I run an adventure blog. And I lit up, and I was like, I think we found her. So with her is Genevieve. They run an adventure blog called?
Lady Adventures.
Lady Adventures and dot
LadyAdventures.com.
Oh Jesus Christ.
I will say this on Instagram at Lady Adventures.
I will tell you this. I follow you guys on Instagram at Lady Adventures.
Yeah.
And if you're a guy, you're gonna love their posts because it's you guys in bikinis on paddle boards doing yoga.
Or chopping wood, or camping. Yoga everywhere.
Or just in Clearwater Springs and so Genevieve and Sarah run that blog, and Sarah heard me say that and she literally lit up. Now, getting back to what we were talking about. Angela,
I want to say something, though. I was the first one across the bushes. I think you forgot that because Sarah shines by being a lady adventurer. I was the first one across
the
bushes.
Sure, yeah, but no, but
Sarah was wearing a halter top. Here, talk. Make sure the mic's up so you're talking to it. Sarah was wearing a strapless halter top, which definitely, I mean, look, I'm married, but I definitely recognize Sarah high hurdling over the, and then she came over and was like, I'm in. And I go, who are you going with? You go, Angela. And you point to Angela, and Angela's like, I'm in.
Because you didn't even recognize that I was the first one across the bushes because Sarah looked better. Well,
if it's any consolation,
have you seen these boobs?
If it's any consolation, Angela, you became my favorite. Okay. Well, because Angela's a lot more like me in the sense that she says she'll do anything, but she won't.
What? Other than eat a cow heart, which I mind you, I told you when you interviewed me. You said, what will you do? What will you do? And I said, I'll do anything, but I will not eat 100-year-old eggs. And by that, I meant really anything gross.
I thought you meant hooking up with an old dude.
I saw once on Fear Factor that they made them eat these old gross things, and I'll do any adventure you can imagine. I'll base jump, I'll skydive, I would hook up with an old dude.
I would.
My boyfriend's 9 years older, but you know that's not really.
That was my favorite part. My favorite part of the whole adventure is we are sitting. Now this is how production works. You will see us, all the three of us, roll into a thing, and you don't see the crew with us, but the crew's with us entirely. We roll into the yurt. In this episode, we stay at 10,000 feet at a yurt in Idaho. Let me restart all this. We're in Idaho for this adventure. Idaho is my favorite place because you don't expect it to be awesome. And is it, Angela?
Yes.
Idaho blew my mind. Way better than Colorado because you don't have all the competition of all the people on the mountains. When you go skiing, you're the only ones there.
Well, we were the only ones there because it wasn't ski season yet. But as someone who writes a blog about adventure, would Idaho be right up on the top of the list? Or would you think...
It would be on the list. It would be on the top, but it would be on it. Now it's
we want to go everywhere, yeah. So it's kind of hard to discriminate against any country.
Yeah. Now it's way up there. Now after doing this, it's way up there.
Legally base jump in Idaho is a big plus.
Okay.
I was going to say, Idaho is the only place that you can legally base jump with cars driving across a bridge in America, right?
Cars, trucks. We were sitting on a sidewalk with trucks flying by us at 80 miles an hour. And the most dangerous part was being... We start the episode off with base jumping, which I got to be honest with you, will you pass me my beer, by the way? I was super tentative about. Thank the Lord in heaven that there was a weight limit on this event, because I said, this is exactly what went down. We're going base jumping. Dale talked to me, Leslie talked to me, and I was like, I'm pot committed for this show. I'll do anything they ask me. And I go, I'm in 100%. I'm in. No, wait, let me rephrase this. I go, I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it at all. And they're like, really? I go, yeah, my wife's never going to green light me base jumping. And they're like, well, what do you think? And so I go, like, I don't think so. I don't know. Let me watch the video. Let me see how it's done. Then I see it. It looks fairly safe. It really does look
so fun. It was one of the funnest things I've ever done. I have skydived a couple times. I've done extreme canyoning in Switzerland. Base jumping was by far one of the funnest things I've ever
done. It was awesome. It was absolutely amazing.
And crawling across the bridge onto the platform was by far scarier than jumping off the platform.
Well, thankfully, they had a weight limit. They had a weight limit of 180 pounds. So when I told Leslie, she goes, we have a conference call about this base jumping. What's your opinion? And I said, I don't know. She goes, tell everyone you'll do it. And I went, what? She goes, tell everyone you'll do it. And I said, why? And she goes, there's a weight limit of 180 pounds. I go, I'm in. So then the activity gets greenlit.
Well, the minute you sent the guy over and you sent him over to talk to us, and you're like, you're going to be jumping off the bridge with this guy. And I asked him how many he had done, and he said some astronomical thousands of
6,000.
That's what it was, 6,000. I was like, well, damn, if somebody's gonna jump off the bridge with me, it's this guy. Like, I'm cool.
My line always is, I said it in the second episode you'll see, it's Sturgis, or third maybe. It's an hour long. And in Sturgis, we go to talk to our skydivers, and he's like, I've done this 7,000 times. And I go, guys, think of something you've done 7,000 times and how good you are at it. And
tie
and
my shoes.
And then I've done something else 7,000 times, and I'm really good at it, and I trust me that it'll get done properly.
Yeah.
So,
I wasn't going to go there, but if
I do. So we went
keep it PG for the love of God.
We go base jumping. That's the very first segment. You see, this isn't a spoiler alert about the episode. You'll see it in all the promos, because we walked you guys up. I didn't know if you guys would be like honestly totally into it, and you both literally jumped at it like it was a second bachelorette party.
It kind of was.
Yeah, base jumping has been on my bucket list forever. I tried to do it once before and wasn't able to, and I'm okay. I can die a happy woman now. I've done it. Base jumping. I might have looked more scared. Well, yeah, it was terrifying, but it was so fun that it was worth it.
Yeah, but
not terrifying. I'll just jump off of anything.
Well, you were a baller about it. Literally, Sarah was like, I'm in, strap me in. Like, it was like going to war. And you never hesitated at all. But Angela, once you got the harness on, you kind of I hate to reuse my same words, but you moused up, and I could see you being like, you said something like, don't tell my mom I'm doing this.
I've done a couple things in the past, and I never tell my mom till after. My mom likes it that way. I sent her a preview of this show, and I was like, well, mom, this is what I'm going to be doing. And she's like, oh, dear God, I'm so glad that I didn't know about this before.
Had you guys seen any episodes of Triplet before you came on the show?
We did a bunch of research after you stopped us in Savannah. I hadn't seen it before then, but then after we did talk to you in Savannah, I was like, is this guy legit? Is this shit real? And then I went online.
Even watching it on the shows, you weren't doing the extreme stuff when we watched it. Like, we watched some guys in Chicago were going to see, like, Gangster Town or something. So it was not, like, I really didn't know what to expect. And when you said we were going to Idaho, I'm like, I'm down for any adventure, but I really don't know. I didn't know much about Idaho. I didn't know what we would be doing. But then I started researching Idaho and found out about base jumping and cross-country skiing.
By the way, she knew about the base jumping before we ever got off the plane.
That's all I thought. I'm like, we're going base jumping. I don't care. We're going base jumping. And cross-country skiing. I'm like, cross-country skiing really doesn't sound like fun, but if that's what they want us to do, I'll do it.
She legit called the base jumping on the plane. She's like, we're gonna get to Idaho and it's gonna be base jumping, and then we're in the plane and this guy's like, dude, there's a bridge and they jump off of it. You think you guys are gonna do it?
The name of the bridge, Paul? The name of the bridge?
Prine.
The Prine Bridge. If you want to go base jumping, go to the Prine Bridge in Twin, right? I think just outside Twin Falls. It's in Twin Falls, Idaho. It's right near a Chili's.
It is.
It's right near a Chili's.
You probably need to pee before you go.
Accurate.
So
during, whatever.
So. Great, but by the way, the guys from Chicago would pay fucking hard cash to have done a trip flip with you two. Those guys, they would have paid money to switch trip flips with you. They would have. Oh, the David and was it David and Scott? David and Mike.
Sarah, do you think this is how they talk about us? Oh, what were those names?
No way.
Were they Sarah and Angela?
No way.
I think they remember our names. I hope they remember us.
David and Mike are definitely listening to this. David and Mike are definitely listening to this. And they were the two funniest guys we've ever had that we couldn't use any of their stuff. They were absolutely hilarious, but it was stuff that made us laugh, sometimes not even the people we were working with laugh, and we were like, well, we can't use that. They were, is that mine, Paul, or is that yours?
I think it's ours.
Right, I didn't know you had ours with other men.
I do.
Does your wife know about this?
My wife does know.
Oh, okay, just checking.
So I will cut back. By the way, the one thing I'm not sharing with you is the one thing I started saying and I stopped saying was one of our favorite moments is you don't see the crew with the people. So we stayed a yurt at 10,000 feet, and the crew's with us. We have like 9 snowmobiles. The whole crew's with us. We're taking a caravan, and all we're wondering is, are we the last person? Can't have anything on their snowmobile because if they drop it, no one's going to pick it up, and that could be our food or our booze. So we get to 10,000 feet. We stop at the yurt. We go. I remember my recollection of the yurt. Hey, Stace.
Hi.
So this is Stacy. Stacy worked on season 1 and 2 of Trip Flip. Then she got pregnant. This is, you guys know Tyler.
Yes.
You know Kendall. And this is Andy. Andy is our old cameraman, new cameraman for you two. But he worked on season 1 and 2 as well. Thank you very much. Guys that don't know, this is Sarah and Angela, and Angela's single?
I'm the single one.
Sarah's.
Let's clarify.
Genevieve, are you single?
Right,
Genevieve, are you single?
We're single.
We're both single. Tyler? Tyler? Genevieve.
Let's clarify, the lady adventurer.
Let's just get this. Yeah, let's just get this out there. Tyler is now tying his shoes, I guess.
He's ready for business.
By the way, I'm talking about the time we're at the yurt. We get to the yurt, and the two things I remember about the yurt is that there are two yurts. There's a boys' yurt and a guy's yurt. A yurt is a kind of...
A boys and a guy's.
God damn it.
I think that's what you meant. I think you meant there was a Bert yurt and there was a ladies' yurt. So Sarah and I slept together alone.
In our tank tops.
But you say alone like there was an opening. Because there were 9 guys there. That were like, there's a moment where we're all on the porch and Angela says she has an obsession with old dudes.
I forgot about that.
Angela?
Got nothing. I don't know what to say about this.
You said I dig old dudes. John
she
Sales.
Did. She liked, did.
There was a gray-haired old he man. Did. He was like, really? I've been married 40 years, but I
was
could,
so
I mean,
excited.
I could be available.
John Sales lit up and goes, I think she's talking about me. John Sales, our cameraman. And by the way, very happily married, but he's our audio man. God damn it, am I that drunk?
He's your audio man because one time when I almost, well, when I did fall off the ski drawing, I said some words that I don't normally say. And he's like, you know, I heard you, right?
And that's John Sales trying to pick up a younger chick. John Sales is happily married, but he is not beyond a compliment. And when she said, I have a fetish for old men, that was what it was. That's exactly what you said. John Sales, as opposed to taking that as an insult, goes, I think she's talking about me. These are the things I remember about the yurt is that, number one, I thought you could pee in the snow and no one would ever see it.
There's a reason they say don't eat yellow snow as a tip.
I walked out the door.
The girl who made me walk with her to the bathroom.
She
was too cold. By the way, John Sales heard that conversation too, and he did not need to. Those damn microphones are always on when you don't expect it.
She's like, please, please walk.
Someone just ripped the microphone out of someone's hand.
Give me the damn microphone back.
Wait, I want to talk one more. Well, there was a very, very, very spiritual moment that Kendall and I shared at the yurt. Will you pass the mic to Kendall? Now, Kendall is one of our cameramen, and he is about 5'2".
I'm a little guy.
So,
oh yeah, yeah, right.
So
I like
what flipping. Was? Tell me, because I shared the same moment.
Yes, that was interesting because we both had moments, and then later on we kind of like talked about it, and we didn't know we had the same moment.
And you tell your moment.
Well, okay, so it was probably 4 or 5 in the morning. And it was freezing cold. We were staying in this yurt, and my stomach was going crazy from dinner. I think there was probably like meat in my meal or something.
This is why I did not eat the cow heart. I just want everyone to know. I'm a nurse, and I know these things.
And my stomach was going crazy, and you know, I had to go to the bathroom. I didn't want to get out of my sleeping bag because it was like, how cold was it there?
It had to be
5 or 10 degrees, if that, maybe less. Yeah.
But the stomach was kicking, and... Made a little hike over to the outhouse, which is what?
It was about 40 yards, 50 yards.
Yeah.
Up a hill.
And it was barely
isolated.
Yeah.
In knee deep snow.
Well, I you know, usually you would just go out the back of the yurt and go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Number one, but you know, unfortunately.
By the way, I went to number one out, like literally feet outside the yurt all night. And then the next morning when the guy who let us use the yurt comes back, he goes, "Who's been peeing by the yurt?" And I was like, "Most been bears."
Have you know, in the lady yurt, we had a toilet.
In the lady yurt, you had a toilet?
And we used our toilet, so we never had to.
I would have switched yurts in a fucking heartbeat if I had known you guys had a toilet. And by the way, it's not a toilet. It's a hole in the ground. You were shitting.
No. We had a toilet.
And not only that, a toilet, but we.
No one can hear you right now. Hold on.
we had the toilet. And then not only that, no. Are you shaking your head?
No,
we slept in our tank tops. But the point is that had you guys slept in our year, it would have been like three of you guys to the one bed. And would you really have wanted to snuggle? And by the way, I put wood in the fire every hour.
I want you to know, I set my alarm for her to put wood in the fire every hour.
Wow. You guys are like a regular Felix and fuck, I wish I could finish that joke.
We were so hot, we were sweating in our yurt, and they were over there freezing because the nine grown men couldn't remember to put wood in their fire. And the two women, we had so much fire going on that we were sweating.
Kendall did all our firework throughout the night.
I did.
And so you're, let's talk about your moment in the yurt, Kendall, when you.
Well, you know, after I just couldn't hold it anymore, basically.
Yeah. This is a long build up to a shit story.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I ventured out into the snow and I hit this little outhouse up, and it's, you know, 4 a.m. and it was super deep snow, and I think I ran out of toilet paper. And I'm sitting there, and I was like, God, this is beautiful. Because you could see through, like, the outhouse. Like, you could see through the crack. You could see, like, through the wood crack. And there's, like, the mountain range. And there I am with my pants down, crapping in the middle of nowhere in Idaho. And it's freezing cold. And I was like, man, I've never done this before. This is insane.
I had my moment like first thing in the morning when right after the sun came up, I think, and I go out, I go to take a shit, and I literally sit down, and my first instinct is to look for my cell phone, and I realize I left it in the yurt. So now I'm like, great, I'm not playing Candy Crush. And I look over to the left, and I see the sun hitting the snow, and it's sparkling, and I look at the trees, and I'm like, oh, when they shit in the woods back in the old days, they just stared at the forest. And I'm like, this is amazing. And I'm looking out, and it's silent. Yeah. It is silent. And I've never really shit in real silence because I have two kids. So if I shit in my house, it's a town hall meeting. And it's like, and I'm literally looking out going, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. Then I realized Kendall didn't poke his shit down the hole.
I didn't.
And so it had built up. So now I am pyramid shitting on Kendall's pyramid shit. And it's not breaking away from the home base, if you know what I mean. And so now I'm having to stand up, and I'm like, oh, Kendall. So I go up, I go, Kendall, did you see the stick? And he starts laughing. He goes, I didn't do the stick. It was four in the morning when I shit. I couldn't find a stick. But yeah, it was a beautiful moment in the yurt.
And we both shared.
Dale's going to hear this, by the way, and go, oh, this is not what I was planning on. I was thinking like a Talking Dead type thing, and you guys are talking about shitting in a yurt.
What did he expect?
Okay, here, pass the mic to Sarah. No, Dale didn't see the outtakes, okay? So anything that you didn't see on that show, Dale didn't see on the show, so do not bring up, okay?
It didn't happen.
There is a lot. Okay. Look, when we do these events, and I think you guys can be honest with this, but you can be 100% honest. I'll just edit it out. When we do a show like this, there's two things that I don't think people understand. Number one, we do become friends.
Yeah.
And number – keep it closer.
Sorry.
Well, number one, we do become friends. And number two, there's a lot of real, honest, adult joking around. Like, yeah. We really laughed our asses off. case in point, and I'll hand the mic over to both of you. Let's walk us through the yurt jokes.
Bert has these jokes that he thinks that everything needs to rhyme, so you have to come up with anything that can rhyme. So, of course...
By the way, when you speak in a microphone, you're like Frank Sinatra over here. Like this. Just talking to the microphone, Angela.
I'm not experienced at talking in a microphone. So, Bert we're driving, you know, hours and hours through Idaho to get from one location to another in our beautiful Subaru.
And you get two girls like us who are perverted in a car or trapped along with another perverted Floridian, and things happen.
So Bert...
Hold on, no. I'm married. Things don't happen.
Nothing like that happened. Bert just wanted us to rhyme with him.
I meant our jokes.
Yeah, our jokes happen. Nothing like that happened. PG, we had separate yurts for a reason.
Well, PG-13, depending on our language.
I honestly think that Bert picked us to sleep in a yurt instead of a tent because a yurt rhymes with Bert, and then he can make jokes about it. So we started the Bert with the yurt, and I unfortunately have a lame ex-boyfriend named Kurt, so of course more things came about that.
With squirts and skirts and... Someone got hurt. Listen, we ended up in the dirt, and that's where we met Kurt. And it was just such a beautiful moment because we were laughing hysterically. And it, by the way, that's an inside joke, and I get you're like, really? Me rhyme with Bert? But it was an inside joke to us, and we're giggling hysterically in the car.
It went on for like 20 minutes. It was not a short joke.
Is an understatement. We were ignoring the landscape, laughing hysterically about Bert's yurts, squirts, Kurt's.
Poor John Sales. He's listening to the auto and he's like, oh my God.
He's like, which one said that? The one with the fetish of the old man?
Yeah. Wait, no, Bert gets out of the car and he's like, we have this conversation. We've had a conversation. So these girls said two things. Two things. Everyone needs to guess what they are. One of them says she's into old dudes. One of them says she's into doing sex in the woods. Which one is which?
Which really isn't fair because everyone knows that Sarah camps every weekend. So it's just, it wasn't fair at all.
By the way, every single one of them was like, please say it's the same chick. We're spending the night in the woods. We're all over 40.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. We're all old. We're all spending the night in the woods, and we're all old. So which one of them's ready to go?
But no one hooked up. Let me rephrase that.
No one over 40 hooked up.
No one married hooked up.
No one hooked up. We are very professional. Everyone stayed professional.
I can honestly say that coming on the trip with a whole bunch of men, I had more thoughts because I bartended for so long that there'd be more creepy men on this trip. No one who was married ever did anything out of line. Everyone was respectful. The jokes, obviously, the jokes, of course, always come when you're with a group of adults, but everyone who is married, they're Skyping their wives and they were totally into their wives and they were very, very, very respectful.
I really did FaceTime my wife to both of you guys. No. No, yes. Yeah. No, but I did FaceTime my wife. I think my kids
you
when
did
we
every
were
day.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's because I'm lame and fat, and you guys didn't want to hook up with me anyway.
Okay,
trust me, if I was in shape, it might be a different show. Now, okay.
You have a great personality.
I don't know if that's a compliment or you going to bed, Andy. I'll see you, buddy.
Bye.
So let's get back to the episode at hand. Guarantee you John Sayles shows up.
Is he here?
Oh, yeah, he's here.
Oh, that creeper, he's always listening. Where's Sales?
Someone get a picture of his face when he sees, hey, what's up? It's the fetish thing. I bet he comes in a cardigan.
Hey! Oh my God! Don't tell the chair! You're not really a creeper, I'm sorry.
We were just talking about... So John Sales is sometimes called Sally. He's my sound guy. I hope to God this isn't one big inside joke podcast that only 7 people can listen to. And they're like, no, it sounds like a fun show to be on.
Now nobody else wants to be on it. So you just have to keep taking us every episode.
Such a shame. Such a shame.
Hopefully people hear this and go, because be honest, on a scale of 1 to 10, and I know you do this. We do this goodbye at the end of the show. And sometimes, not with you guys, it didn't feel forced at all because we were down at the bottom of Soldier Mountain. We were having a bottle of wine, and it was like. But sometimes you're in a location where people are staring at you, and we try not to do that often. But in the past, it's happened, and I always go, "Did you have a good time?" But to be honest, in hindsight, when you just saw the first episode, you just saw your episode, you remember your memories. Did you have a good time?
Oh my God, yes, I literally was, it was teary watching the show just because we did have such a good time. And not only do we have those memories in our heads forever, but now we get to watch it. And like, trust me, I'll be a creep and watch myself like 100 times before anybody else sees it.
It's not called being a creep. It's called being, what's it called? What's my wife call me?
Selfies are in these days, so a video must be better than a picture, right?
We watch our own videos all night long.
But yeah, we had the time of our lives. We would do it 100% again. I think anybody who says no ever to you would be absolutely, absolutely crazy, because I didn't even know what we were in for.
The time of our lives.
And we had the time of our lives. We've talked about it since. We tell everybody about it. We tell everyone to watch it. I mean, there's nothing like it. Like, what you see on the episode is not even like a 10% of the amount of fun that we had.
That's the thing I think that is going to be lost in every show, but the production is a blast.
Yeah.
Like, just the production in and of itself of hanging out with everyone. Shotskis. Do you remember Shotskis?
Oh, you remember Shotskis.
Oh, let me tell you.
Or wait, you could easily forget, I guess, after the Shotskis, but...
We were literally just telling John about the first night that we actually all got to hang out. We did the Shotskis. And then when we did them again on my birthday, that's when I had to text you the picture, because we found the one bar in Orlando that does a Shotski.
Which one?
You wouldn't know because you weren't there.
Oh, I was stuck in Denver skiing. Oh, no.
I'm so sorry. No, we were at...
I'm sorry.
Cantina. La Cantina. They had Shotskis.
I did not know.
Yeah, Black Cantina. The first bar.
Either way, we got to kiss a moose after we did our Shotskis.
Watiki, same thing.
Wait, what? What, John? Ski Butler. Hold on. John just said, did Ski Butler.
Angela had to have a Ski Butler.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So John just said, did Ski Butler come up at all? Here's the deal.
We haven't gotten there yet.
There is a crew. There is a production that goes on.
A shit ton of this is going to get cut out. Don't be fooled.
And obviously, I am a high end kind of gentleman, and so I had a hard time getting my ski boots on. So
not as far as Angela. Now,
by the way, No. It's coming to you. And so I couldn't get my boots on, and I needed help, and I had heel problems, and so they were helping me. And then at one point, Angela just kind of stuck her foot out like Cinderella and called for her ski butler. And everyone's like, oh, I'm sorry? And she was like, I normally have a ski butler when I do this.
That's because...
I'm like, what's a ski butler?
She had Angela, one defense? One trip with us.
Well, I've only gone skiing prior to this 2 times and both...
Stop being Frank Sinatra talking to the mic.
Both times. I'm sorry.
By the way, that was a direct reflection of their relationship together.
Hey, you only love somebody really, really much if you're making fun of them all the time. If you don't make fun of them, you don't love them. That's how I feel.
I agree.
Tough love.
I agree.
So.
Bert, you love a lot of people.
So I have only gone skiing 2 times out west in like real ski resorts, and both times I had a ski butler. So I would never
have
to
put my own ski. By ski butler, she means man that did anything she wanted.
No, 1 year I had a ski butler, and the second year I had a man who did anything I wanted. So they were
you're
like
welcome.
Same. They were one and the same. So, and the man who did anything I wanted was the friend of Sarah's ex-boyfriend, who was the biggest dumbass ever to exist on the planet.
By the way, this guy, if you don't know this story, can I tell it?
Yes, you
can. They've been dating, I don't know, what are you guys, 5 years at the time? 5 years at the time? 4 years at the time?
Five and a half years.
He books a ski trip. For them.
For my birthday.
For her birthday. For them and all her friends.
And invites all her friends. And her friends invite other people from another state to come as well. So we've got a house full.
And on day number one.
Two.
Day number two, he breaks up with her.
It's a 10-day vacation. It's a 10-day vacation. With everyone staying in the same hole, for the same house. We all paid in. He paid for most of it. But like we get there and he dumped me on the side of the mountain. And so, like, I'm looking up everything, and it's so much money to go back. I'm like, I guess I'm fucking staying. I'm going to ski every day up here. So we made it super awkward for everyone in the house.
It should be known that...
everybody else is really weird.
It should be noted that Sarah's very hot. So this guy's a fucking... And he's not. I've seen a picture.
He's not hot. Sarah's super hot.
Can I throw
Sarah
in here?
Sarah is the crazy adventurer, the one who was up for anything the whole entire show, when Bert's like, oh, Angela, I won't do anything.
Skinny, I? Okay. Can I throw in here that I was secretly hoping and I genuinely thought that the story of Angela telling our breakup was going to be on the episode, so I told him when it aired because I was like, wait for everyone
well,
to
I guess
see
now he needs to hear he needs well, to no. hear
he goes to the podcast.
Well, we'll need to educate him. But anyway, my first year skiing, we had a ski butler that delivered skis, sized you, put them on every day, came
back
and put them
to
on
the
every
actual
day.
Topic.
My second year skiing, I went with Sarah's, I don't know what you call him at this point, dude that sucked. and his friend who thought that something would
also
happen.
Also sucked.
Thought that something would happen between us. Every day, carried my skis, put them on for me. I never had to put skis on for myself, and I didn't realize how hard it was.
She's a
so
lady,
on the
Bert.
Ski, I'm a lady. Ladies don't have to put their own skis on.
I'm talking about the guy that walked
yeah.
around with skis.
But so on our trip, I stuck my foot out and said, I usually have a ski butler. And everyone said, well, do it yourself. And I
By
stuck
everyone,
my
she
foot
means me.
Yeah, yeah. Sarah said, "Do it yourself."
And sales and Kendall and
so yeah, and maybe eight other people. So I sat my foot there, and their guys are all like, "I would never do that for any lady. I would never put their skis on. I would never do this." And I sat there for a minute, and you know, my skis got on. I'm not gonna say who was the one that ended up putting it on, but it was not me.
Who was it?
Eric,
producer of the show, put my skis on for me. I'm not gonna.
Hey, let me tell you something. Oh my god, I'm gonna leave it. All right.
It was the old guy thing.
It was the old guy.
It was a salt and pepper.
She stuck her foot out. She goes, "Anyone with some La Vitra want to put on this boot?" And nine guys. Let me get my feet warmed up before I walk.
I knew I was doing something wrong.
I went skiing after that. And again, I did not put on my boots. Just saying.
Now, let's get back to
really?
The topic at hand. Dale is definitely listening to this. Okay, how do we focus and talk about the show in general?
This is why 90% of the episode was cut out.
This is. By the way, if you're going, well, what did I miss? It's a lot of this. It was a lot of the three of us sitting in a car.
Being dumb.
In our Subaru.
Our Subaru. I wasn't going to say the brands. I don't know if they want to be associated with this. I spotted it. So at 36 minutes, I can edit out for them because we love our Subarus. They're great cars.
Excellent vehicle.
That was a great. It was a. You,
seriously, yeah. I want a Subaru. I'm not even kidding about that.
Oh, you. That's one of the cool things. By the way, every time we've gotten people in Subarus, everyone always says, God, that's a great. I love this car. I want one of these cars.
I love Subarus. I've always loved them. Every time, actually, we get into a car and we're looking around for adventure mobiles, it's either a beat up, like super old Volkswagen or something like that, or it's a.
You going to bed, Stace?
Yeah.
Well, I was gonna. We're gonna be done in like 15 minutes. Let's all go to the bar and drink.
Sounds like you're staying. Sounds like you're staying is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
No, you can't,
Paul. Okay, Paul, are we still doing voiceover?
Nice
I may not be
you
in the
too.
Place to do it.
Then we gotta make a plan.
We'll make a plan. We'll do it in the car tomorrow. Okay. I'll figure it out. I promise. I want
are we
that.
Cursing too much? I'm sorry.
No. Voiceover for the TV show.
Oh.
What? all right. So let's try to bookend this somehow and figure out how to talk about the show again.
Everything about the show is amazing.
No, my bag's in my room. Thank you.
So on top of everything that we did on TV, every night we were told that we were going to be taken on the best vacation of our lives. So every single night we went out to the most amazing restaurants. We were catered to at lunch. If my hands were cold, I had hot packs delivered. If I was thirsty, I had water. Pretty much every night I was trying to order, you know, a cheaper meal. I'm like, oh, I'll get some chicken. No, we're in beef country. You need to get a filet. I'd like a glass of wine. No, have a bottle. Like, they absolutely did everything.
Right now, Leslie's losing her shit. Leslie's our line producer going, so that's why Idaho is so expensive.
Just kidding. I'm a raging alcoholic.
No. No, it is one of the things I will say about this production is that, Paul probably said it best, is that when done properly, and I think this season we've probably hit it out of the park, and I think we've done it in the past. I think we've done it a lot in the past, but this show, when done properly, it's an experience as opposed to, what did you say?
It's not just
will you give him the mic? for a sec?
I think the idea for this season and last season too and going forward is that we're not producing a TV show. We're producing an experience. We're producing an experience that changes people's perception of travel.
Yeah.
And changes their lives, hopefully, in a really positive way. And I think this episode, you know, sort of is an example of that.
I mean, if you look at the ones we've done, I think you're right. And I think part of the reason, like, sometimes I always go, what am I doing on this show? Because I sit there and I'll question myself. I know, but that's how everyone thinks. Like, do I have any talent at all? It's not that a lot of it gets seen on the show. It's that when we're hanging out after, during, when the cameras aren't rolling, we're having a great fucking time. Mm-hmm. And that is definitely one thing I will say about me is I like to have a good time. Yeah. And I'm not just talking about drinking. Everyone goes, oh, do you drink with them? Well, of course we drink at the end of the night, but we're dicking.
We're racing on skidoring.
We're racing on with horses in the back of an obstacle course. Yeah, you like to have a good time. That was exactly what we were looking for. You nailed it on the head when we pulled around that corner and you looked over and you're like, Sarah, what's the one thing you kept saying you wanted to do? And I said, camping. And then we walked out of the car, and there was the snowmobiles, and you're like, we're going into a fucking yurt, and I thought I was going to shit myself. That was, like, the best moment of my life.
And I can tell you, if you ever question what you do on this show, you seriously changed our lives. You gave us the best vacation we could ever imagine, and if you ever think you're not, like, contributing a service or doing something for people, there's not that many people that get picked for things like this, and every single person that we've told about is like, how did you do it? What did you apply for? I'm like, we didn't apply for anything. We were just walking down the street.
No one can believe that we were at a bachelor party.
Legitimately, randomly picked us off the street. I have never believed it when I've seen the commercials for other shows. We're like, well, would you do this? I have never once in my life believed that that was just random.
We didn't even live in Savannah. We live in Orlando.
We randomly were in Savannah for the weekend, and we randomly got picked off the street, and we had the best vacation of our lives, and you gave us the experience of our lives. And it is not anything on it is fake. Nothing on it is like made for TV. Everything on it was legitimately real, and some of it completely terrifying, at least for me. I don't think so much for Sarah, but legitimately terrifying for me. But it was the most amazing experience of our lives, and not just on the on camera stuff, but everything. Everything about it was the most amazing experience of our lives. So don't question what you do.
Oh, well, thank you.
And you get to be yourself while you do it. Some of us have to be like professional nurses or whatever while we do our jobs, but you get to do whatever you want. So, do whatever you want and have given all these people all these experiences.
And I'll say this, that even the moments that don't make it on TV, on the show, matter. Because it all adds up to the sum of the full experience. And I think that is seen on the final episode because of the smiles on your faces and the things that you guys say. I think it translates.
They just looked at each other and smiled.
No, it translates. It all adds up.
It does.
It all adds up.
I guess it's a culmination to the. I guess what everyone kind of says at the very end is they go, I don't want this to end.
No.
I mean, I'll say this. I am not going to get upset. But I will say this. Today we've wrapped an episode in Orlando. And we took a family with three young kids down here. We did amazing stuff. It was definitely kid centric. So we wanted the kids. I, as a parent, I know for a fact I live my life through my kids' experiences now. So like when I go on vacation, I don't want to go base jumping. I want to go snorkeling for the first time. I want to see the look on their face when they learn how to ski or surf.
And yeah, so, that's the awesome part about being a parent, though.
And you get
to relive it all over again. Your first experience gets redefined when you get to show your kids how to do it too.
Yeah, and we. We take the kids to...
wait till they go base jumping.
Can I talk about... It's going to air. We take the kids to Universal Orlando. Universal Orlando rolls out the red carpet. They pimped it out for us. We got access to places where children have never been yet that will open soon. And the kids, fell apart with excitement and genuine, honest excitement. That's the other thing is that it was like so real. So at the very end... I said, did you have a good time? And this little girl, Phoebe, who, by the way, rode my back when we went to go find manatees.
Oh.
Like, she rode my back and I swam with her. And at one point, I'm blowing water out of my snorkel because I'm trying to breathe. And she goes, she hits me on the head, you're getting water in my face, and covers up my snorkel. And so, but at the very end of the trip, and I'll be fine saying it now, but like she caught me off guard. She goes, "You gave us 100 trips." Now, I don't think she understood what she said, but as a parent, I knew what she said to her dad. Like, I knew what her dad heard, because I know, dude, trust me when I say, I'm taking the kids to Hawaii next week, and that is the most expensive trip we've ever taken, and that's a lot of money out of our pocket, and taking a family on vacation is expensive. And when she said that to me, I started crying, and I was like, oh my God, like, I don't know if you know what you just said. Yes, I did. Well, it was heart melting, but at the and I started tearing up and I tried to hold it back, but it was like when I said goodbye to you guys, it's like you're like, I don't want it to end. And in my all of us are, by the way, once you're 5 days into it with two people, you're like, we don't want it to end either. Now we're all comfortable. We all know our limits. We can all drink together. We have a great time at night. We're all laughing. We have inside jokes, and we don't want it to end. And that's part of what the show, I don't know. I mean,
it was kind of heartbreaking when it all ended and we like went home. It was like we had the most amazing experience. I mean, I got home and we went into Lady Adventures pretty hardcore. I'm sorry. Oh yeah. Our way home was an adventure on its own. Yeah. She was at home shipping t-shirts waiting for me to get home, 'cause we were launching our Lady Adventures line. And, I don't know if you know all of this. You guys all got on the flight ahead of us and made it to Florida that day. We got to the airport and we're standing there in line and they're saying, blah, 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 blah. Flight's canceled. Blah, 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 blah.
They used some other word.
Flight, whatever it was.
Or something.
Lifted,
we're like,
yeah.
Does that mean it's coming sooner? Do we need to hurry?
So I walk over.
No,
yeah.
That's not what that means.
That was her response. I walk over to the front. Well, you would thank God with you were next to me. We walk over and I'm like, I'm sorry. We're on that flight to Florida here in a little bit. What were you saying? And she's like, oh, the flight's canceled. And we're like, oh, okay. So we're getting on the next one. And they're like, no. The flights are canceled for the rest of the day. You're
there
not leaving.
There is no next
Idaho.
One.
You stayed there?
We had to stay in another night. We stayed in Boise another night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we never got home. Well,
no,
yeah.
It's not great.
She was not.
I had a job interview the next morning.
Yeah,
I that I didn't make it to. That.
Yeah, I'm my own
by
boss.
The way,
I didn't care.
Now. I did get hired. I had my interview the next week when I rescheduled. I'm like, oh my gosh, I never believe what I did last week.
Yeah. But
like,
then,
wow, you like going out of your comfort zone. You're hired.
The next morning, we got back to the airport. We took the very first flight at 6 o'clock in the morning. We get to the airport, and you know we'd been there from like Angela's making a face already. We had been there from like 5:30, and we walk over
4:30.
4:30. That's right. There's
in Idaho time,
huge,
which is 2 hours earlier than our time.
Yeah, there's a huge line, and we're standing there. I'm like, man, this is taking a long time. If
and
we were an MCO,
people,
we'd be done in 20 minutes.
But remember, they're taking people that were on the flight before us.
To LA.
30 people behind us in line they took and put in front of us.
So then they start calling and they call for our flight. And we get up to the front. And we get up to the front and we hand over all of our stuff. They are literally printing out her baggage claim tickets. I mean like mid-printing out. They're like, flight's closed.
Yep, we're not letting anybody else on the flight.
And Angela and I look over and
we're
like,
the next day was my birthday. Sarah and I both pretty much flipped. We had been up since 3:30, got to the airport.
I went psycho.
We both completely flipped, and we got about 50 people behind us back on the plane.
Well, I was threatening to start a riot.
They said, who's...
I'll tell you exactly what happened. Angela started crying.
No, I did not start crying. I did not
That's
start
accurate.
Crying.
That's so
I
accurate.
Said, are you serious?
There
No, but it's a small whimper. It's a small whimper that turns into a question about her blood sugar levels.
Say that I did have a drop in blood sugar at one point in this episode. I'm very thankful they didn't show it on TV, but I'm also.
I just want to know
the best ones. The best ones. I'm not gonna tell the whole story because Angela was a damn bit embarrassed. There was a drop of blood sugar at one point on top of a mountain. And we didn't have any food up there, so someone had to race up a Snickers bar for Angela, and I thought we were splitting it. And Angela ate the whole thing. And so I go, where's the rest of the Snickers bar? She's done crying. She's feeling better. She goes, I ate it. I go, where's my half? And she's like, I think I ate it. And I was like, oh, now I want to start crying.
He He didn't just say he wanted to start crying. He sat down next to me and started crying.
At least somebody else is crying.
I've never seen a grown man cry so much about a Snickers bar, and I hope, Sarah, that you're not about to talk about crying, because I'm not the only one that had a breakdown on this trip.
Okay.
Thankfully, they didn't show it. Somebody got hurt in a cardboard box race after we base jumped.
There was
ski
a
behind
rock.
A horse, snowmobiled.
There was a rock.
Yeah. If we have to say all this, somebody was just jealous that they didn't show it on TV, but, you know, I cut my box into slits. We re-raced three times, and I beat everybody.
Box into slits is not...
My box was much better as a... There's no really way to describe that on the radio.
It's not the radio. It's a podcast.
Whatever, on the podcast. There's no way to describe this.
You had a great sled.
I had a great sled after I improvised with a razor. And I beat everyone. No,
by everyone.
Still doesn't sound
by
right.
Everyone,
still
she does. Means me, and that would be because I freaking hit myself on a rock. That really freaking hurt.
Yeah. Well, when
next thing I knew, all I was doing was laying there in the snow, and I'm like sobbing because I couldn't even feel my legs anymore. And then,
so on our trip, I cried about my sugar. Bert cried about a Snickers, and Sarah cried about hitting her leg on a box.
Sales, I'm sorry. Sales had audio on this. Sales has a direct impression of Sarah. Let me walk you through it. And by the way, once again, at 49 minutes, I may have to edit this out. But, you know, listen, no one ever gets hurt. Everything's safe. But sometimes when we get confident about an activity, we, as the participants, will take chances that maybe production wouldn't want us to take. And what had happened is we had done it twice, and by the second time, I had fine-tuned my sled into just a piece of cardboard with duct tape underneath
it. If I had had the mustache ride, I went down
maybe like I was going down like maybe I'm going to say a solid 20 miles an hour. I was flying down the mountain, so I said, Sarah, take my sled. All you got to do is hold up the front and lift your feet up, and you will fly. And she was like, got it. And then now Angela has got hers all figured out. So they go up to the top to race. We're going to watch the two of them race. And Sarah's flying down the mountain. And I'm like, wow, she's really going fast. And all of a sudden, she stops. And Sales hears... and he pulls off one earpiece and he goes, I think she's hurt. Someone in our crew raced up with a Snickers. And they were like, this should do. Eat half. Bert wants the other half. But then you came down and you were like, I'm okay, I'm fine. Someone get me
totally
in a leave.
I was totally fine. It just hurt for a minute there. Just the shock of hitting that rock.
It was fine. But it was a good way to end the episode. We sat in chairs.
The figure is that I base jumped and I skijored and we camped in a yurt and we were warm while all of you boys were cold. But I got hurt on a cardboard box. It just makes sense that would be what happened.
It was, honestly, it's like what's sad about it is that I do so many of these that I go. That you get done, and then you, like, we're done the Orlando one, and you move on. You're like, all right, let's look, like, you look ahead to season four, and you're like, all right, we need to plan this trip and that trip, and we're trying to ballpark where we want to go.
But you're never going to forget us.
I'm never going to forget anyone. Like, I'm being dead serious about it, but, like, I literally, like, it's bizarre because you do form a relationship with these people, and, Kirsten and
the other girl
no,
duo.
No, Kirsten and from Scotland. It's not Scott. God damn it. Now I'm...
I know.
Kirsten is Sean. Kirsten is Sean. They came to my show. I'm never good with names, but the truth is, I know their faces, and they showed up at my Seattle show, and they had just had a baby, and they got pregnant on our trip in Scotland, and I know, and I see them, and I remember... Like, I remember moments out of that trip. I remember Kirsten sitting on the rock ledge crying and going, motherfucker, motherfucker, fuck, fuck. And I was like, Kirsten, we can't use any of this. She goes, I don't give a shit. When I get nervous, I fucking curse. And then we were like, okay. And Sean was like, let it go. And then Sean climbed up. You remember the moments you have in the trips and like, I will never forget in my life staying at a yurt. I'll never forget it.
No, that was amazing.
And it's like we all shared it together. We all shared it together. Everyone in this room shared it together.
Yeah. What?
That really was one of the – that's probably the biggest night that we've ever had on the show, and I've done all of them.
That was amazing. Yeah. That was my favorite night.
It was a really insane night, and it was hard to produce. It was hard to make happen. I don't think it felt like it was produced at all.
No, it was amazing. Like, we were just – the whole thing just felt so organic. And then, you know, we were just sitting there, and I remember when we were all sitting in the yurt at a moment, and then, like, you looked up, and you're like, what are we doing? We're in a yurt. Let's get outside. And we finished – you know, our drinks outside, and we were looking at that landscape. And, you know, Angela and I feel a special connection because you're also from Florida. You know how crazy that is for us to be looking at snow like that and to have that kind of a view. That's not what we see. You know, a lot of other people, whether you get like one day of snow or 50 days of snow, you still get snow. We don't. Not in Orlando. So
and
that
we had
for
a full
us,
moon. Yeah. We had a full moon the whole time we were there. So
sparkly snow.
That's what I was
it
about
was
to
sparkling.
Say. The snow. Was, oh, the snow we made snow angels in the snow. The snow was completely sparkling. We tried to go on a walk with some snowshoes, but unfortunately
we
they were about
cameras.
Five times too big for my feet. So
Someone did.
Yeah, someone walked with snowshoes, but it was not us. But yeah, the full moon on the snow, like sparkling in the mountains when we camped. I'm not really a big avid camper like Sarah is, but it was like a magical experience.
I didn't
want to
go
ever
to bed,
have
that's
a,
for damn sure. I was like, I'll stay up. I think it was one of the last couple standing there. I didn't want to go to sleep because it was all so magical at some point. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Wait, what?
Nothing.
No. I thought she said, she's a racist. And I went, what? She said, I want raisins.
Do you want raisins?
She wants raisins. So,
you need a snack? You should have had some cheesecake.
Listen. No, guys, we're almost done. All right. We've gotten really close to having a great episode. And by the way, there will for every show, there will be secrets. I will never talk about – I'll never – look, Lila's not going to listen to podcasts. But I'll never talk about Lila getting in the water and having a meltdown about being afraid that it's too cold and animals are going to get her. but that's the little girl, one of the little girls we took this trip.
Aww.
But there's always little secrets you have in each show that you keep to yourselves because it is personally your experience. You know, like it was great. And I'm so glad that you guys chose to say yes. I'm so glad.
Who says no? I still stand by that. Who on in the right mind
I'll tell
says
you.
No?
I'll tell you exactly who says no. Me, I would say no because I don't. If I see a camera, I veer away from it.
No, that's not what we do.
Oh yeah,
we're like, hey.
Yeah, but so like I think people that see cameras veer away from it. I think some people, honestly, like my wife would not want to go skydiving. My wife would not want to go base jumping. She would barely want to catch a sturgeon. Like my wife's like pretty like maybe she'd catch a sturgeon. But like you know, you've got to be all in. You got to be a carpe diem type person to see. I'm telling you when I say this, watch the episode, okay? Watch the episode this next week. I'm going to air this a week ahead of the episode. Watch the episode next week, April 23rd, Wednesday night at 8:00. Watch us walk out to that and look at that bridge. And see me looking very skinny in a black down coat. I look really good in that coat, by the way.
You did. You did look really good in that coat.
And when you see that guy jump off that bridge, hit pause. Hit pause on your DVR and say, what will my response be? Would it be like, fuck that? Or would it be like, oh my God? Or would it be like, ah? And then watch their response. Angela and Sarah's response. And say, would you have that response? Because quite honestly, it is a 1% of the population that sees someone base jump and goes, fuck it, I'm all in. And that is who I'm sitting with, is two people who really grab life by the balls and live it hardcore.
That was like the best thing, the way the episode started, when we pulled up to the bridge and we're sitting there and you're like, take some pictures. Enjoy this beauty. Two guys jump off. By the way, that's what you're doing. Okay, I'm in. Let's do this.
Yeah, we both pretty much felt the same way about the base jumping. Not so much about the driving the trucks.
Okay, I just didn't feel comfortable with you driving. Thank God I didn't show that.
I know.
No,
you survived.
Is there anything you want to say to close the episode?
I'm sure everyone heard me. Is there anything you want to say to close the episode?
I want to say it was the experience of a lifetime, and I'm sorry that only 1% of the population would do it, because those 1%, and even less than that, who are fortunate enough to get found by you and get to experience it with you are the luckiest people in the world. Because Sarah and I, seriously, we still talk about it all the time. We tell everybody about it. We had the best time of our lives. Nothing was staged. We were surprised, and we kind of guessed we'd be base jumping, but never really knew. Nothing else. We didn't even know it existed. Ski joring, I didn't know about yours. Sarah did, because she's a pretty avid camper. But everything that we did was like magical, and it's hard to describe in words, but it was the best experience that we've both had, and we were so lucky to do it together. And with the whole team that you guys have, so great.
It changed our lives. I mean, in different ways for both of us. You know, for me, we got back and Lady Adventurers got kicked off, and next thing you knew, we were going at it harder than ever, trying to make sure that our dreams came true. Because I got back and I looked right at her. I'm like, "Bitch, this is what I need to be doing with my life, and you do." So that's what we started doing, was throwing ourselves into it. But it changed our lives in general. Like, I could never go back. After jumping off a bridge with like a 5-minute heads up, it's not really, after that, it's like every other thing you do is kind of lame. You're like, oh yeah, just going to work. And you know what I did last Monday? I jumped off a bridge.
Can I tell you, to close out this episode, the one saddest part about this episode that kind of really let me down is something was left out of this episode. Do you know what was left out of this episode?
There's a lot of things that were left out of this episode.
Maybe the most genius moment I've ever had on camera ever.
I know. Everyone else knows.
Does anyone remember?
Oh, I remember lots of things. Yeah, lots of moments were genius in my own.
We were sturgeon fishing. No, not menage a trois. Jesus Christ, Angela. My wife too tunes into these.
She's talking about the wine. Never.
I did open a bottle of menage a trois and then offered him. I go, menage a trois?
No. The backstory to this, by the way, is that he brought the wine bottle, and Angela looks over at him and she's like, clearly you did not speak with your executive producer. You would have known this was just not enough for the two of us.
I am an executive producer. As an executive producer, it was a call I made because I know how I get after two glasses. No, we are sitting on the back of a...
Oh, what was that called? We called it the adventure chair. Or the... What did we call it?
Hey, shh, Angela. That was a secret. You sound like... Bert called it the adventure chair. Angela, hop down into the adventure chair.
There was some menage a trois and an adventure chair.
I forgot what a crush I developed on Angela until right now. Oh, you got it, the adventure chair. No, I called. We are fishing, and Sarah reveals that she is of Polish descent, and I explained that I got pickpocketed in Poland one time.
That's right.
She said, "Oh, how do you know it was a Polish person?" And I said, "Because they left their wallet in my pocket." You remember?
I do remember.
I knew.
There's so many things when he says the one thing we forgot out. There's like 150 things that we forgot out.
It's like which part would you like to discuss?
Yeah, I'm not sure. The adventure chair was actually a chair that spun around when you did 360s on the boat.
Should have left it to their imagination.
By the way, yes, there are boats with brakes. Coming from Florida, you'd think I'd know that, but I didn't. So there are boats that if you pull a brake, it does a 360. And if you sit on
the
chair...
By the way, every boat has a brake.
Not that spins like that.
That boat, the fishing boats have brakes.
Well, right. You know, I've never been on a boat that I've seen that happen.
Ladies, let's wrap this up. Genevieve. I was going to say Brigidine. Sarah.
Way off.
Genevieve, your website is
www.ladyadventures.com.
For my mom, if you didn't know that you needed to put a www in front of it. For all the elderly people, it is a great website. Follow them on Instagram. Are you guys on Twitter too?
No, we can't handle the Twitter, we're Insta people only.
Well, follow them on Instagram. Their Instagrams are awesome. You guys do photo shoots? I probably say like once a week. You do adventures once a week.
Every chance we get, literally, yeah. Like every moment that we're not working our jobs,
we both work
full
time jobs. So as much as we can, we're in nature.
And you guys have literally one single handedly brought back the waist high bathing suit.
we like to think so.
I'm a big fan, and I respectfully say that. I'm a big fan. When I see your posts, I go, oh, cool. Where the fuck are they this weekend?
That's what I like to hear.
Angela and I have an appointment later. She is a cardiac nurse. Angela, do you want to talk about what you're doing now, or do you have anything to promote, or what's going on with you and the boyfriend?
They're still together.
Well, I don't have that much to promote, like the Lady Adventures, because I don't have followers, but I am a nurse. I'm not a cardiac nurse anymore. Now I'm in interventional radiology.
Oh, intervention. Maybe that'll, we'll still have an appointment.
Sure, I'll be seeing all of you later. Bert, especially with the
cardiac.
I get
a special deal
Of course. Yeah, so I do all kinds of procedures. I sedate people. They love me. I give them their drugs. And
that's why we're friends.
Yeah, it's good. I'm doing well with my boyfriend. I applied for nurse practitioner school, so got a lot of good things going on, but I don't have a blog. So
that's okay.
You can find me as the guest on Sarah's blog, and the only person that came back for the second time on Trip Flip. So
it's okay. You can come adventure with us and be one of our lady adventurer.
Oh yeah, guests. Do a 3-way lady adventure.
Oh, we do that all the time.
Do that. That would be really cool. I'd like to. Okay. All right. And if I did not mention this already, the reason there are 5 dudes in the room right now. These women are absolutely beautiful. You really are. You really are. And that is not why we picked you. It did not hurt. But the reason we picked you is because you guys were straight up gamers. And you
were gangsta.
You fulfilled any expectation we would have ever had in pre-production about what we could have provided for you. You guys were awesome. I miss you guys. And I am done this podcast because I want to go to the bar and drink with you guys.
Yeah.
So guys, everyone, pre-order my book at BertBertBert.com. It comes
out.
Don't
forget the www.
No, it's just BertBertBert.com. If you're listening to a podcast, the www is assumed. I love you guys with all my heart. Have a great week. This episode was brought to you by The Machine.